I have the opportunity to apologize to someone. A year or so ago, I had inadvertently done something which had hurt him. He was generous enough to point out to me that I had hurt him. We got together, I apologized, he accepted. But I could tell in the months that followed and the interactions that we had, there was still something there. So I called him before Rosh Hashanah, said, I know I apologized once, but I could tell there's some residual effect. I have to say I'm sorry again for what I did. He said to me, Rabbi, you apologized already once. I accepted. What more would you like me to do? The truth is I needed a lot more from him. I needed him to actually show me in his actions and his behaviors that he had accepted my apology. Not just say the words, I forgive you. Torah uses a very interesting phrase to define the Mishkan, the tabernacle which is completed in this week's parsha. Torah calls it the Mishkan Ha'idus, the tabernacle of testimony. What testimony is the tabernacle giving that we should define it by that testimony? Rashi explains, with the construction of the tabernacle, the divine presence, the Shekhinah, returned to the Jewish people. Following the sin of the golden calf, the presence had left the Jewish people. And even after Moshe prays on our behalf, and Hashem says, I will forgive them. But forgiveness is one thing. A relationship returning to its previous state is something else. And until the presence of Hashem returned to the Jewish people, then they saw a sign. They had testimony to the fact that they had been forgiven and that the relationship was going to be the same that it had been before. And we define the tabernacle then as the tabernacle of testimony that the relationship had returned to its prior state. Our children, as they grow, make lots of mistakes. Most are small mistakes they make along the way. We point them out as they go. They apologize, and we both go on with our day. Every once in a while, however, the mistakes are much more egregious, much more serious. Sometimes they're dangerous, whether it be riding a bike as a small child without a helmet, getting in a car without a seatbelt. Sometimes they're offensive to us as parents, in which they do things which are beyond acceptable forms of lack of respect or other things, and because of the seriousness of the situation, we respond in a very different manner. We respond harshly, and we let the children know that in these circumstances, such behavior is not acceptable. The children see from our reaction that this is different, and they'll apologize. And it's in those moments, after they've apologized, in the more serious offenses, that we need to make sure not to make the mistake of then just going about our day. Because the children might also be thinking, maybe there's some residual effect. Maybe they'll think that we'll forever view them, we'll continuously see the mistakes that they've made in the interactions, and we therefore have to give them testimony. Yes, something went wrong, and you've apologized, we've accepted the apology, but we're going to do more than just say the words, we accept you. We're going to show them with testimony that the relationship is the same as it is. We love them the same, we will view them the same that we always did. Sometimes it's with an extra hug or a kiss. We spend some extra time with them. We say the words to them. I know something happened, but I want you to know it will not impact our relationship at all. I love you and view you the same as I always have. Because in those moments, the children need the testimony like the Jewish people did, that beyond the forgiveness, but that the relationship is going to be the same. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.